In the last academic year, more than 14,000 UW System students used counseling services offered through their campuses. That's according to a reporting project to assess the impact of that counseling. The UW Board of Regents wanted to know specifically how students' behavioral or mental health was influenced by the onset of the pandemic earlier this year. Sandy Cox helped present the findings to the Regents last week. She's director of the Counseling Center at UW Oshkosh. Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It's an honor to be here with you.
First, can you tell us a little bit about what you and the Regents were hoping to find out in this report?
Absolutely. Well, the UW system and the Board of Regents have really prioritized mental health and really understanding what college student mental health looks like and how they can best support it. So this presentation was really designed to understand how has the pandemic really impacted students and what are our campuses doing to support them through these challenging times.
What did you learn about how students did in this, as you say, very challenging time?
Absolutely. So, you know, students are very resilient. That's one thing that we know that's come about through what they're telling us through this. They have learned how to bounce back. You know, they've really learned how to develop some positive coping skills to get through difficult times. And they're really paying more attention to their mental health, which is so important. I mean, aren't we all paying a little bit more attention to our mental health right now through difficult times that we're going through? But one of the things we did really learn is that, you know, historically, the top reasons why students come to college counseling centers are for anxiety, depression, and stress. And that hasn't changed through the pandemic. What has changed is that it's a greater distress that they're expressing. So it's more anxiety, more depression, more stress, more feeling overwhelmed. And then the addition that we've really seen a great deal of, too, is loneliness. So students who maybe already were experiencing those things are now experiencing them at a greater level. And students who never experienced any of those things are now experiencing them because of all the challenges we have going on in our world right now.
Is there a sense here that students were closer to a mental health crisis at these moments when they reached out to counseling than they might have been in a normal year, whatever that means?
Absolutely. It is always hard, especially in the mental health world in college counseling centers. Normal is not really ever normal. But you are right that students are responding at a higher crisis level. But that's to be expected. There's so many things that students are having to face these days, like the rest of us. But then they are also, you know, young and they're learning of how to cope through these really challenging times. This might be the first time they've ever had to really work through something as difficult as this. So, yes, they are coming in at more crisis, but that's also a great thing. That means that they are seeking help. And help is such a hard thing. You know, help-seeking behaviors is a really hard thing to do. And they're learning that skill through this to seek help.
How do you spread that message that help-seeking behavior is a good thing, that it is not only okay to ask for help with mental and emotional troubles, it's a positive thing to do, whether we're talking to students or anybody?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we're using for one of our campaigns is, you know, we all need a little support right now. And isn't that true? We all need a little support to get through all the things that we're having to deal with right now in our world and our lives. But also, you know, students just need to know that mental health is everyone's concern, that you don't have to have mental health struggles to pay attention to your mental health. We all have physical health. If something goes wrong, we break our foot, we go see the doctor, or we, you know, get that fixed. We all have mental health. And we really want to make sure that everyone understands that mental health means just the way that we experience life. Are we experiencing it in good ways? Are we coping in good ways? Because one thing we do know is that the more positive that you cope with difficult times, the more positive your mental health is. And the more positive your mental health is, the more that you're going to experience everything in your life in a positive way. And that's what we want for our students on our campuses, is to leave their time with us, you know, academically successful and ready to go and get a good career, and also personally well.
Talking to Sandy Cox, director of the Counseling Center at UW Oshkosh, a part of a new report on the mental well-being of students and counseling services available. Sandy, earlier this year, I talked to a couple of counselors who work with the general population in different parts of Wisconsin about the transition from in-person to virtual counseling. How much of that have you had to do in the UW system, and how has it worked?
Absolutely. We had to do it completely and very fast. You know, come March, our universities very much changed. Most universities in Wisconsin went to virtual, which meant that we had to go virtually very fast as well, too. And we had to transition quickly because everyone was in greater distress quickly. So we couldn't hesitate to figure out how we could support them. But I have to say, for us, the students have just remarkably responded to the changes. Of course, you're always going to prefer to be in person to see somebody, you know, have that type of building of relationship. But they have done so well in responding to virtual services. You know, that survey you indicated too, Rob, is showing that that they really felt that these virtual services have helped them to be well. Like 91% of our students who went to the counseling center endorsed that. That's pretty amazing that we were able to do that so quickly and so well.
Now that you've got this survey in hand, we're, of course, in a new-ish school year, a couple months into this term. Now, what lessons have you learned that are maybe shaping reactions and services in the future?
Absolutely. So we've learned that there is some room for this teletherapy services. It reaches students who maybe wouldn't be able to seek services or were just too anxious or too, you know, other challenges to go in. So I think that there's going to be a part of the teletherapy services moving forward that are going to be useful to some students. But we've also learned that students very much are desiring that relationship building, that in person, that putting down their technology and developing relationships with people. So we really want to encourage that. That's something I think we've all wanted for college students for a long time, and this is an opportunity to do that. And I think we're going to have some opportunities in the future to engage students in ways we never have, because they're really thirsty for that level of engagement.
So that message, and again, this could apply to everyone, not just students, the importance of having that social connection, even if it's only online right now, that is really a, I guess, protective factor when it comes to our mental and emotional well-being?
It is, Rob. Like, one of the biggest things, connection is one of the greatest indicators of our personal happiness. The less connected we feel to people, the less happy we are. And so we really are needing to stay focused on connection and finding ways, any way we can, even through all these challenges, to find connection. And although it can be challenging, students are finding that there's some unique ways. You know, they're building maybe a little bit deeper relationships with people because your support circle's gotten a little smaller, or you're just all going through challenging times. So, you know, whenever you are with somebody through challenging times, there's a naturalness of connection growing deeper. So there are some really good connections things coming out of this, and I look forward to students being able to be back closer together.
And briefly, Sandy, this report's kind of looking back. Right now, are you and your colleagues seeing a lot of demand from students for this kind of counseling?
Yes, we are. We, in all honesty, we always have been seeing demand. The demand keeps increasing every single year, but the demand is definitely increasing again right now because of the level of distress that students are experiencing.
Sandy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Sandy Cox is director of the Counseling Center at UW Oshkosh. She talked with us today about how the coronavirus pandemic affected the mental health of UW System College students. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., it's the morning show with Kate Archer Kent. Tomorrow at 8, Kate and her guests look at the opening day of Supreme Court confirmation hearings and what comes next. Join the conversation with your thoughts and your questions. That's tomorrow at 8 on The Morning Show. Coming up next, it's news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. Then we've got a couple interesting topics for you. Our own look, of course, at the Supreme Court nomination process. And then novelty is important to the human brain. We'll find out why and how we can shake things up if we're in the midst of a pandemic routine. That's coming up next here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.